Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Well, it's that time of the year again. Be spring-inspired at Floriade 2012, where dazzling garden beds, horticultural delights, engaging demonstrations and fun activities. They've all been inspired by this year's theme, style and design. And with us on the line, we've got Andrew Foster joining us, who is the head gardener at Floriade. How are you, Andrew?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Are you out amongst all the tulips yet, or are they still growing?
I have been. I've been out there today, and I've been chasing cockatoos away today, and we've been planting around, doing replants, filling in a few holes, and our team's been working on our display garden as well, which looks fantastic.
Now, that must be pretty daunting, because I think there's something like over a million bulbs and annuals, but when you start many months ago, and it's just a blank canvas, do you ever scratch your head and think, oh, God, here we go, what's it going to look like?
Basically, we start, as you say, with a blank canvas, and we mark out the outline of the garden beds. And then once we do that, then we put in all the pathways, and we've got a coloured map and large A1 plan, so we can see on the plan to what's on the ground, and
yep.
It looks wonderful.
What do you like about doing this as a job?
The people that you get to work with, seeing the bulbs come through and grow from like seedlings or from bulbs right through to when they flower. The people from Canberra after a cold winter and having a look at the flowers in springtime, it's an awesome time. It's like the people coming out from under their doonas, the flowers do the same.
Now, last year you had a special guest, the Queen, visited, and you took her around the garden. What did she say to you about it?
She was really interested in the mass plantings, and she pointed out the English daisies to me, and she really liked those. And
that was a
wonderful experience.
Was she nice to talk to?
Yes, she was. She was very laid back and interested in what we've been doing, and it was good.
She didn't ride the 35-metre Ferris wheel, I take it?
No, she didn't have time for that. She got to walk through the kitchen garden and talk to the people at the War Memorial, and I walked her through, and she met Michael Wood, the floral designer. It was a really good experience.
So this year, what is the design? Is there a particular design that we're looking at?
The theme is Be Spring Inspired, Style and Design, so it's based around style and design. So there's martini glasses up in the top, one of the top garden beds. There's a garden bed called Psychedelia. There's a garden bed with lipstick kisses in it.
There's
a French formal garden bed. There's a garden bed with stilettos in it. A garden bed with hair fashion, so there's like a picture of a head with the hair flowing out.
Sounds like you've gone very fashion this year.
Right. And there's a diamonds and pearls garden bed.
Oh, really?
And there's actually, in that garden bed, they're raised up, so there's some mounds which represent the diamonds and the pearls. And that's giving a three-dimensional aspect.
And how many people are you expecting through this year?
Oh, last year they had 410,000 people through the gate. So
that's a lot, isn't it?
That's over the month, so starting this year it starts on the 15th of September and goes to the 14th of October.
Fantastic. And then what do you do after it all?
Afterwards, on the last night, the Sunday night once it closes, the volunteers that help at Floriade get to have a dig and take some bulbs home. And on the Monday morning, we take some of the bulbs and they go to parks around Canberra and dropped around some of the parks in some of the areas in Commonwealth Park.
Yep.
And then the park, all the soil gets taken away. And they screen it and they resell it as a Floriade mix. And then the park has to go back to grass again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so by Christmas time, the park's back to a park again.
Isn't that amazing?
And then we start again next year. have a holiday and start again next year.
Well, Andrew, thank you very much for joining us on today's program.
No worries at all.
Fantastic. Andrew Foster there, the head gardener at Floriade. We'll have to go down there, Michael.
It's beautiful, Canberra, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. And they've got that fantastic National Gallery.
They do.
It's worth a trip.
Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.